Blog Talk Radio.
Raise the dead, you're Lord of all.
God for the Holy Spirit. You hear them? One of them said, if you want to get on this train, this gospel train, that you have to have faith. And the other one, praise him. Said, you're so amazing. Well, God is awesome. Good morning and good morning, good morning. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the things he already have done for us, that one of us and two of us and three of us might can say he has truly been God all by himself. He has brought us out of some things that we deserve. But what he done, he give us a mercy. He give us some mercy that within that my brothers and sisters, if it had not been for the Lord, who truly was on our side, where would we be in this day? You know, we had a beautiful prayer yesterday. We hope everything went well with you. And, you know, we thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost, you know, because when he comes in, everything is all right. I just love God. I love God that he don't never leave me. You know, man will leave you. Man will just leave you all by yourself. But God, we serve, he's always there. And I'm going to tell you this. It's not a cliche here. He is always on time. He moved in some things in our life that some of us know. I'm going to say this again. That we deserve justice. But God himself looked down through 42 generations. And I want to deal with something. I ain't going to be with you long. And I meant that, you know, if it's your time permitted, I want to, you know, it was, you know, you might not have been right here, but sometimes concerns come on people's mind. You know, you might not never get asked this here, but if you've been asked this here, was Jesus a perfect man? Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm glad God has instilled in me I can't speak for a lot of people, but I'm just so glad God instilled in me to read and study. You know, I'm glad he put it in me. I just didn't type in this thing just to the day. You know, I tapped in this love a long time ago. And wherever what it is, he made room for the gift. He made room for the gift. And I don't know, maybe you might not never been asked that question. You keep living. Folks want to ask, was Jesus perfect? Was Jesus a perfect man? And then I'm going to do this here. From the bottom of my heart, it's just two scriptures. One scripture, I mean, the passage I'm going to come from. It's Hebrews 5:8-9. Hebrews 5:8-9. And Philippians 2:8-11. I'm just going to look at them two different passages. I'm just going to look at something, and maybe you might not have been asked. You know, some people hold you to something, man. I mean, you got some church folks. They are so, so bougie. They can be bougie, but I go to church. Don't think I'm saying this for real. We got some bougie people out there, boy. They go to church, boy. They will look up to you and turn their face up to you. They think you got something on you or you got something wrong. But I'm just so glad. I'm so glad that God didn't give up on me. I'm going to always say that. And I really believe he didn't leave me to myself, because he came one day, and I was sitting in the back of the church. Man, I wish I could find out. I couldn't, you know, I stayed a few years in the penitentiary, right? But this brother, when he preached that sermon, man, and he told everybody to put the head down, and when he said put his head, I'm like, man, I need to get out of here, you know. I didn't mean to come there for all this. Yeah, you know, that's what I said. Yeah. And I tell you, he went to praying. He said, and he got through praying, and everybody had their head down. And when he raised his up, I took mine down. And he said, if anybody here wants to come to Jesus, just raise your hand. But everybody keep your head down, eyes closed. And he kept saying, and finally God put something in my heart. I can remember like it was yesterday. He put it in my heart. You know, I wasn't perfect though. I can't claim that I've been in church all my life and never made a mistake. You know, I'm just going what he gave me. You know, and I'm telling you something. When he got to that final thing, he said, "I'm gonna say it one more time," and I asked God to come in my heart. At that time, I didn't know what I was saying, but I know a spirit that took over me, and I raised my hand. When I raised my hand up, that's when the tears started coming down. I mean, I cried. It wasn't a loud cry, but just tears coming down. I mean, I'm a man's of man's, you know what I'm talking about. and I sit there, tears just rolled out my face, man. And he said, "Whoever raised their hand up, I want you to walk to the altar." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know it's for Eric here. This is for Eric here, though. I just thank God for what he gave me, man. I'm glad that when I woke up that morning, watch this, I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't know this perfection man was going to walk down this aisle like I did. I didn't know it was a plan for me at that time. I didn't know it, brother. I didn't know it at all because I went for the wrong reason. And God did something. He did something for Eric Bryant that day. And I'm telling you what, when I raised my head up, all I know, I had tears coming down. He said, "Whoever raised their hand, I want you to come to the altar." And I didn't look to see anybody else was coming. I'm glad God showed me that later on, you know what I'm talking about, that it was my day, you know what I'm talking about. I've heard song, "Me, O Lord, Stand in Need." I didn't know about all that stuff. Because I was so deep in sin, smoking cigarettes, shooting dice, and drinking hooch, and I was doing pretty good, you know. I feel, you know, yeah, I'm doing old deal. I'm good, you know. And boy, I tell you, I walked down that aisle, man, and cried and cried, and the man turned me around. I still wasn't focusing, and he said, "Not everybody can raise your head up." And look, I was the only person beside him and God at that altar. And you talking about it wasn't standing, when no one standing out there saying that, man. You know, because a lot of guys knew me, you know what I'm saying? And they knew God had did something that day there. I mean, with men's crying and rejoicing, man. And I'm going to tell you something. Jesus came to my life. I took a conscious an effort to walk down. So no one can tell me that you can't change. No one can tell me you won't make a move. Once God is in your heart, see, he had to be in my heart for me to do that. I didn't know then, but what I know now, he had to be, it had to be a seed there. Because I cussed with the best. I did everything under the Son of God when I was doing that. But he moved me that day to go to that altar. I'm telling you, brothers, and I from the bottom of my heart, I know somebody said, "I ain't never been, you ain't got to go to Pentecost to do all that. You ain't got to go nowhere to go to Jesus." That's correct. But some of us had to. Some of us some bad jokers. He won't be able to reach us because he had an assignment for me. I didn't know. Almost 30 years now. He had an assignment for me. I didn't know. And I sit there, and I remember going back to the. I remember going back to that cell. I remember going back because we had them cells that you can go in, and they don't lock the doors, right? Well, I goes in, and man, I got to there, and I lay down in my bunk, man. I just cried and cried. Man, that I didn't know then, though. I didn't know at all at that time that I was purging that stuff. It was coming out. It was coming out. And then late on that night, I'm like, "Paul, I don't know if it was in the body or out the body, but I knew there was a man." I sit there, and all of a sudden, a spirit came down. I heard doves, right? I can just hear them do. Like a bird trying to get away. And when I opened, all I seen was white doves. I didn't know what that meant. I'm not saying I'm Jesus. Don't get it twisted. I didn't know what that meant. But then he came to me. And I could actually say this, and I really believe it. I didn't know. But I remember studying with the guys the next day, and I got on my knees and prayed because I couldn't. I was stumbling on my words reading. You know, because I'm a thug, man. I didn't read. I left in school. You know, I didn't worry about no reading. This is how I felt. You know, and then I had to get back to studying, learning words. And then they gave me this King James version. It made it worse because all these and the brothers wouldn't let me read nothing else. They told me you got to read out the King James. So I'm sitting there. I know at this point I won't come here, but I want to tell you about this perfect man that's within me. And I start thinking about that, and as I pray, I start speaking in unknown tongues. I didn't know what it was. I just start speaking in tongues. Didn't know at that time the Holy Spirit that came in. Didn't know when I accepted the Lord as my Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit came then. But didn't know it was so engulfed on me. As while I was praying, I start speaking in another tongue. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Didn't know that tongue I was talking to, even more, it wasn't nobody in the room, Reverend, but it was a communication mm-hmm. between me and God. I didn't mm-hmm. know that then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it then. I didn't know. I was a babe, didn't know nothing about that. And I kept on praying. I kept on praying because now he had visited me. He had visited me. Now he had put something in me. So I took my time. And I took my time. I read the Bible. Didn't know. That's why I started getting dictionaries, right? I started getting that dictionary. I couldn't pronounce it, so I get the dictionary and look the word up and see what that word means. So I wanted to get the effect of it. I didn't know he had an assignment back. I know it. I'm steady studying and reading. So I messed around and read the Bible 2 times while I was incarcerated, the whole Bible. And let me tell you something. When I went through that Bible like that, the second time it got more understanding. Then I started getting into understanding. Then watch this here. Still didn't know all about it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Until I got out and got to a church where God had put me in a like spirit with a pastor, help me, Holy Spirit, and the first lady could help me and my family. You know, I had a young family when I got out. And went in there, you know, and got introduced to somebody that had a spiritual experience. I didn't know that you're supposed to pray like this here. Watch this here. Known and unknown sin. I know to say, Lord, forgive me, but there were some things that I probably didn't know until I got there. Didn't know that there's people sitting in the pew had visitation by the Lord. You know, I remember one time, Reverend. I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building this for a reason because Jesus have came in now, this perfect
mm-hmm.
man. You know what I'm talking about? See, only if you only can. I ask you if you've been through some things in life, because I believe if you're leading somebody, you need to have some kind of experience with both sides. I hate to say it like that, y'all, but both sides. What I'm saying about that there, because it keeps you humble too, my brothers and sisters, that you didn't know
yes.
that you don't want to be nowhere that when people see that you just so self-righteous, like you have never did no wrong. So when I teach and I preach with the conviction, but praying for the mercy of their heart to God to come in. But Jesus, this perfect man who came to me, and start showing me things. And he started showing me things in dreams. One time, Reverend, I had a dream that it was a young man going up and down the choir log. He was real high yellow, like he was just going up and down playing while the pastor was trying to preach. And he looked at him and kind of rebuked him, Reverend, told him to sit down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't go farther with it. So his father got up there. And he did the same thing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the Father rebuked
mm-hmm.
him. But you know, the Father did? He said, let's pray for him. Let's get this spirit out of him. So myself, Sister Berkeley was sitting there, and Reverend Henry was back there like he normally do, standing beside the pastor. And as he was giving this praying the deliverance of this song, all the lights in the church were just moving. Oh, Reverend, I'm talking about. All the lights
yes,
moving. And see, it was so much evidence there. Reverend has spoken. I see it too. I see the light. It was just moving all over the church. And then, you know, it was like almost like it's my turn next to be delivered. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I see this here. I didn't have the light. I didn't have the light then. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He told me. He woke me up. He said, now you don't have the light. Oh, what he told me. He told me this. He said, you don't have the light. He said, but that pastor you sitting on, he said, hold on to his feet. This is what he said to me. He said, hold on to his feet, and you're going to get that light. That's what he said. Hold on to it. So I started thinking about it. He said, hold on to his feet. So I need to understand what he said, hold on to his feet, Reverend. You know, look at the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I know we ain't praying, but y'all pray for me, man. He told me to hold on to his feet, Reverend. And that helped me. So I went to this scripture here. This one he just gave me just then. He said, how then shall they call on him whom they have not been believed? Now, how should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do this. Hold your peace for 1 second. Let me do it one more time. How then should they call on him in whom they have not believed? Or how should they believe in him of whom they have not heard, Reverend? Or how should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they've been sent?
Right.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach to God. This is the Holy Spirit, y'all. This is totally the Holy Spirit. He said, how should they, is that in the book, rather? Let me rest if you ain't been in a while. It's Romans 10, 14, and 15. He said, how should they preach except they've been sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, help me, Holy Spirit, and bring good tidings. That's what he said, glad tidings, man, of good things. Hey, Raymond, so I didn't have the light, man. And God, I mean, I felt it, man. I said, man, I've been teaching and preaching. Watch this, Reverend. At that time, 8 years. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, he said, you didn't have it. He told me this. Remember me when I testified this in front of all of them? And they looked at me crazy. That's why I said, I think people can really be so charismatic when they give the word. I believe they can. They study, you know what I'm talking about, and they can bring something out. But it's something about when you have the light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, when you have the light, right, you when you teach it and preach in God, you bring glad tidings. You bring peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
So when someone comes, they feel the presence of God. Then when you speak it, they hear the conviction, but it's not condemning. It is a mercy in the preaching. It is a mercy in the teaching. So I want to talk about this perfect man, Jesus. See, he had to get inside me, man. And when he got inside me, you ever just feel somebody get inside of you? Come on, Reverend. I'm feeling that because it was a must read for me because I'm telling you, just when you he just gave it to me, let me know. This is what I was telling you a long time ago. Hold on to his feet. So if you're under some good teaching, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're on some good preaching. Let me tell you something. Let the light of God cover you because I'm telling you, when that light got more brighter, oh, help me. See, light can bring some things up, Reverend. It can open up a scripture that no man can see. It can open up some paths when you want to go to dark way, and then God will speak back to you, Eric. I'm trying to deal with this perfect man that dwells in us, Reverend. Eric. Just for the sake of who think they perfect, the Bible said, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. It'd be remiss if I don't tell you that I have never sinned. I'll be telling you a straight up lie. You know, I fall short. Sometimes I had to kiss myself. What you just say? And I said, Lord, help me keep me from myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me. The steps have gotten a little shorter, y'all. It ain't long like it used to be. It has gotten much shorter to repentance. It used to be years and days and months. And now, when I do it now, if I slip and fall and bump my head, I know the now person on this side of the Jordan, can I say this? Tell me where I'm going to go. Because I believe in my heart, salvation. Now I'm going to get to the scripture. I know we ain't prayed, but I prayed for y'all got on the phone. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of the protocol, hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Hear what he does to us. I want to tell you what Hebrews said. He said, though he was a son, yet, I love this book, man, learned he obedience by the thing which he suffered.
Yes.
And been made perfect, Reverend. That's what he said, Reverend. Been made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that do what, Reverend?
Obey.
Obey. Let's don't leave this out, Reverend. Him.
Him, that's it.
Oh, my God, bless you. What I'm saying, because I started out, somebody might have asked you a question. Is Jesus a perfect man? Was he a perfect man? You know, no. I'm going to tell you he was perfect from the beginning. Can I say about that? From the beginning, he took on form of a man. He came down 42 generations, my brothers and sisters. He came through where they have whores in there, liars in there, thieves in there, robbers. It's a lot of people in his lineage. He probably, you know what he did, Reverend? He just kept on coming. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He just kept on coming. See, obedience is a word that people don't like to hear when they want to be when they want to be mischievous, but they want to do some things not in the body, you know, into the spirit.
Yeah.
When you hear something and you know that spirit told you not to do that, you hear that spirit say, don't do that, Eric. And you said that, and I'm guilty, right? I said, man, I know I wasn't supposed to do that there. And I'm gonna tell you something, Reverend. I love the scripture that we always try our best to bring forward, Reverend. And you know what that scripture was? When it's better. It's truly better that two walk together. Because if one falls, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
If one falls, the other can lift him up or her up. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. We're in a time that if you see your brother slip and fall, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But let's give him to a perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? Jesus took obedience and suffered. Somebody said, what you talking about? Jesus was persecuted, spit on. He got 39 lashes. This 39 lashes was so deep, Reverend, that it had a hook on it, right? Like, you know, a little claw. Every time that strap hit his body, it tore flesh out. Oh, and he didn't say a mumbling word. He took the suffering for us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He took everything that you and I, so we don't have to go through it. Oh, help me. So somebody said, was he perfect? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, if he ain't got no sins yet, he all through his suffering, that's what that scripture said, right? All through his suffering, he became, made perfect. Can I read it again? Though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the thing which he suffered. Look what he said, right? And being made perfect, and became the author of salvation to all them that obey. So why I repeat it again? Because I don't know where you're in life. I don't care how you're in life. If we're not directing you toward Jesus, we're not preaching and teaching right. Our life is built on him. Our hope is built on him. It's not built on Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, as we walk this Christian walk, you got to serve the Lord for yourself. I can point you to this. We use this here. Let me use this here. It's just like taking a horse. Well, it's a big big ocean of water, and you know he thirsty, you know, and he won't get down there and drink.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come mm-hmm. in, my brothers and sisters. And when you come in, that's probably what happened a little while back, Reverend, because I was a little stubborn. But somewhere down the line, Mother taught me something. That's what made me get up, because the seed was in me, and that preacher was preaching.
Yeah.
And after he got through his convey, he opened up the doors of the church. And when he opened it up, brother,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't be still. I had to get up. It was
mm-hmm.
something within
mm-hmm.
me. Got me up. And didn't know I had assignment. What, I'm a what? 10 years later, had an assignment one
mm-hmm.
day, and ever since then, I've been on that assignment, trying to preach and teach God's word. I've been talking about, you can't do this, you can't say this, you can't do that, but I've learned when you're doing this Christian walk, and you're preaching and teaching God, there going to be some naysayers, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you're going to have critics,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about, and I'm going to tell you something, you're not doing it for this side, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you're not doing it for this side. You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're building up temple, my God. You're building up that temple because you might be like me. You might really believe in that scripture. Do you believe in that scripture, Reverend? That scripture is pretty good. Let me make sure you believe in this scripture. I might not be the only one believing. He said, let not your heart. Let not your heart be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
He said, believe in God also.
Mm-hmm.
But he also in me. In my Father. Here we go, y'all. House. Oh, many mansions.
Yes.
If it was not
yes.
so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That what's it?
Yes.
Where I am, he may be also. And whether I go,
yes.
oh, heaven, you know. Hey, Reverend, and the way
yes,
you
sir.
Know.
Yes,
hey,
Reverend,
see, we know,
yes,
Reverend.
Sir.
We know that. That's why I know the perfect man that came now. He didn't came. He
mm-hmm.
walked this earth so you and I can have this opportunity. Yes, he's perfect. Yes, he's perfect. Let me do it again. Yes, he's perfect. You know why I'm perfect? Because they can find no fault. Oh, Jesus.
That's
oh,
it.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Man, man called Pilate, right? He sat down and he examined him. And he said, it was accusations going against you today, brother. I heard a man testify and said, if you tear the temple down, you'll raise it back up in 3 days. And brother, don't you know how many years it took for them to build this temple? It took 46 years. Because they're looking at the natural, Reverend. This is perfect man I'm talking about, Reverend. You know what he did, Reverend? He
mm-hmm.
didn't say a mumbling word. But soon as Pilate did this here, he did something, Reverend. You know what he did, Reverend? He said, don't you know? You going to help me with this. I need your help with this.
Come on.
He said,
come
don't
on
you
now.
Know? He said, don't you know? I said, don't you know I got the power? I got the power to
come on
your
now. Yeah.
I got the power to let
yeah.
you go. Don't you know I got this
thank
power?
You, Lord.
You ain't going to say nothing. He said,
thank
you ain't going to say nothing. What did he say, Reverend? Did you remember that, Reverend? What did he say? What did he say, man?
Yeah, come on now.
All the time he had to tell him. He said, what did he tell him? He said, no.
Come on now.
He said, no. He said, let me tell you something. Now you done stepped out there. See, I pulled away down
mm-hmm.
there. I pulled away till they put that nail in my right hand. I really pulled away till they put that nail in my left hand. I really pulled
mm-hmm.
away till they put the nails in my feet. And you know what? I should have really to the way if I tell you this, Pastor, when they lift me up.
Mm-hmm.
I waited a little, but you called me to come out this misery one minute and tell you, no,
yeah.
my Father allowed you to do this here. this was something he allowed to do. Because, you know, Reverend, he suffered. In his supper, it came to us to know that with his supper, it came up to perfect, man. That's why I know
yes,
we
sir.
We're going through trial. Brothers and sisters, quit telling God to remove it. Tell God to give you some strength and learn why he gave it to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God to say, Lord, don't remove my mountain. Give me the strength to climb. You know,
yes,
let me get through that. We still haven't prayed, have we? Let me move on a bit, Reverend, so we can pray. So Philippi. Look what we got over here. And we look over there. Chapter 2, right? got no sense, Reverend. I want to go to chapter 2 over here. Philippians, right? I'm going to go over here.
Yeah.
I tried to get you to come on board. Nobody didn't want to get on board. He said, and he been found and fashioned as a man, humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He said, wherefore God has highly, what did he say, exalted him, given him a name which above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee, not my knee, but every knee should bow of the things in heaven and the things in earth and the things under the earth. He said, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God, the Father. Now, I want to stop there. I did that for a reason, before I go to the Father. Because his obedience, because his love for the church, he took it and took it all the way to Calvary. Somebody said, death. See, for us, we don't believe it's a period. We believe there's eternal life. When we say death or transition, we believe that man has to go to rest until he calls us home. Or we believe that scripture. We believe, I'm just going, you might be mad at me, ain't no one went to heaven yet until he come back. The Bible said the dead in Christ will rise first, that if we remain here, we will meet him in the air. He haven't came yet, church. So through death, he took it. And he took the sting away and swallowed it up, Reverend, so death has no dominion over us no more. So you and I know we don't fear death no more. See, when we didn't know, Reverend, we feared death. But now we know death don't have no problem over us because we've been alive. Well, what you saying, Reverend? Eric, whatever you want to call them. What you saying there, Reverend? What you saying, Eric? Well, what you ever want to call them? I'm saying that Jesus said, and the book said, why seek the living amongst the dead? Oh, heavy Holy Spirit. What are you looking for, Reverend? He's alive. Once I found out Jesus was alive in my life, hey, man, I started trying to do better. But watch this. I did mess up. So now I'm going to read this other scripture to make sure y'all don't think I ain't going to read. He said, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence. Oh, hear me. I'm trying to deal with this perfect Jesus now. Watch it. Y'all stay with me now. He said, not as in my presence only, but, now much more in my absence. Well, that's what I love about the word.
Right.
He said, work out your salvation with the fear of tremble. I want to throw this Bible so far, but I love my book. I can't throw it, Reverend. He said this now. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, can I put your name there, Reverend? Wherefore, my beloved Reverend Henry, he said, as you have always obeyed. That's what he said, Reverend. He said, not as I in my presence, because a lot of folks can do it while they in church. They can do it when they're around church folks, you know. They can hold their hand, throw their hand, and then we outside the window, we didn't went somewhere. Now, watch this, Reverend. He said this here. Now, he said, but not much more in my absence. He said, work out your salvation with the fear and trust. So we should never, you and I, anybody that's been walking with him, we should never try to live like he's not coming. We should always live like he's coming. We should always be in the presence of, like, I'm not saying you can't have no fun. That's what you call fun. I'm not saying you can't do this and that. If it doesn't convict you, you do it. But if it convicts you, you stop. And once you acknowledge the truth, you have to look at it for yourself, because I believe it. You're not going to get there. I'm going to end it with this, Reverend. Even though I ain't prayed, Reverend. We ain't prayed, Reverend. Have you prayed yet, Reverend? I know you're praying now, Reverend. Are you prayed? Okay. Since you prayed, I'm going to go on here. Since you prayed, you all right? Have you prayed, man? You prayed, man?
Yes, sir.
In your backline. Can you pray? Okay. Do me in the backline. For by grace. Always. Look at these verses, Reverend. For by grace are you saved. Watch this here. Through faith. He said, through faith, not none else. He said, you are saved by the grace, right? And through faith,
Mm-hmm.
And not of yourself, Reverend and Eric, not of yourself. He said, it is the gift of
God. Right.
That's what it is.
Yes,
he said, not of the works, lest any man should boast. Now watch this here. Now this is when this perfect man, this is when this perfect man come in here. So somebody want to tell you, yeah, he's perfect. Watch this here. He said, for we are his workmanship, created
in
Christ Jesus. Christ
yes.
Jesus. This is perfect man I'm talking about. Unto God's work, which God had, which God had
before
ordained that we should walk in them. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't saying nothing today to help you to understand that this perfect man we're talking about is Jesus. See, I told him when I started off, you know, I love to testify because I believe that we got to be transparent, you know, in the ministry. We got to be just open that we just can't. Somebody said, well, I can't see you. God is going to allow you to see as much as he wants you to see, right? But I've learned something since I've been walking with this king, that I've been working on my salvation. I've been trying my best to live God, but I do make mistakes. I find myself like Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. That's what he said, Reverend. That's what he said. Not me, Reverend. The man wrote two-thirds of the Bible, Reverend. Why are you going to fuss at me?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he said, Reverend. Reverend, he said, oh, wretched
man
that I am. He said, can you be so wretched, Reverend? Reverend, can you be that bad, Reverend? I'm sure we are our worst critics sometimes. Sometimes we can just beat ourselves up, man. We can just beat ourselves up. But I'm going to tell you something. But once you get the love of God in you, brother, once you find out God have came in your life, you don't be the same anymore. There ought to be some things that you don't want to do no more. Now, I'm not saying that you're perfect, but if someone in you, if he's in you, the Holy Ghost in you, he should help you when you fall short. He should help you when you come, when we say that we really, really need help. Because there's going to be some time that someone might come to you and ask you a question, is Jesus perfect? And you got to tell them, yes, he is. Because of other all of the suffering he did, the obedience he did he took it unto death. He even took it to the cross, brother. He suffered all the way to the cross with this thing. He did it on obedience, man. He obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened there? Early, something happened. Adam and Eve. It happened. It happened then.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't obey God. And ever since they didn't obey God, we were going backwards, until Jesus got there. So Jesus made the point to take your hand and my hand and put it in God's hand. And how did he do that? With his blood. With his blood.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lamb without a spot in the blemish. He was that lamb. So let me tell you something. If you're concerned about something, if somebody come to you, I want you to tell you, Jesus was perfect in the beginning because the Bible said, let us make man in our image.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's making something in his image, my brother, he ain't making nothing. Well, at that time, is I right about it? At that time, sin wasn't even on the earth. Oh, help me, hope. When he made that man perfect until he disobeyed him. And when he disobeyed him, sin been here ever since, and ain't gonna leave. It's not. He don't force himself on. So he let us have a choice. If you want to serve him, you can wake up this morning. Well, I don't want to serve God today. Hey, Reverend, that's dangerous though. When you wake up in the morning, I ain't gonna serve him. I got a bone to pick with Eric. I'm gonna do dust and dust. I'm not gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do this. And I'm going to do that, you know, and I'm going to do all of that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I told you a little testimony here about my incarceration. I told you a little bit about my conversion with the Lord. You don't have to go to the penitentiary to serve the Lord and get out and serve the Lord. I'm telling you, you can serve him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are in prison right now. What you talking about, man? I ain't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can go buy a gun. Reverend, I can vote. Remember, that's what they said, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
But in prison spiritually, when you're in sin, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
You're not
right.
Physically locked up, but spiritually, you can be incarcerated. And I'm gonna tell you something. Mm-hmm. You know, you woke up that night and you said, "I know I should have done it." Repent and ask God
mm-hmm.
to give you strength. Jesus already done it. I know this sounds like a cliche. Well, you have been redeemed. The scripture says it, and the song says it. That song says, "I have been redeemed, bought
mm-hmm.
with a price." Jesus
yes,
has what he done to you?
Changed.
What he done to you?
Changed my
what
whole
do
life.
To? Give me a verse of that song before I start singing it, man. Give me a verse of that song, man. Do you remember that song? Or do you want me to sing it?
Would you? Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give me a verse of that
changed
song.
Changed my
man.
Whole life. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I got two on my mind. Are you talking about only a look? Or
but you want me to sing?
No,
I ain't talking about that
yes,
one.
Sir.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I've been redeemed. Jesus had paid
oh,
my
yeah.
own
oh,
life.
Okay. Oh,
for anybody else,
who I am, tell them I've been redeemed.
Check this song, man, because I
am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you,
just yes.
who I am, tell them I am redeemed. I am redeemed, bought
that's
with
it.
A price.
Price.
Jesus, he has changed my whole life.
Yeah.
If anybody
asks you
just who I am, tell me.
So right there, Fred, right there.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the song, the choir song at my mother's home going, right? And I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, it's an old song, y'all. This song came out in the
mm-hmm.
50s, right? Watch this song.
Yes,
watch this.
Sir.
Watch this song.
Yeah.
We decided to get together to do something, and we hope and meet your approval. Gloria, come up to the microphone. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington, Inez Andrews, Clyde Brown, as Inez's son-in-law, Reuben Lightfoot, Reverend Whitman, Barrett Sisters, Minnie Collier, get in your sections, altos together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr. And they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin Singers. They opened up by singing. Do you remember that? soul bow down. Come on, sing the second verse, Billy. Only a look.
To the song. I thank God for the, this might not, if you don't get nothing out of the day, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey God. You know, I'm not saying you're going to make it, you're going to miss it a few times, but let me tell you something. The closer you get to him, the closer you'll try to repent. You know, don't let nobody hurt you that in the way that you can't repent. Don't do something that you think. None of us can't go before God without Jesus. So let me tell you something. One but one perfect man, that's Jesus. Don't let nobody fool
you.
He done it. And it was evidence because he did it through suffering. And his suffering made it perfect. Your suffering one day, you might be like the one in Revelation. They're going to say, who are those? Who clothed in them white robe? And then the man, you know, them the ones that came over through the tribulation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We don't know what they That knee going to touch that ground. Oh, yeah, that tongue going to come out. Yeah. But I want to tell you, get to know the man before you get after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with death. The only time death is bad when you don't know him. When you know the Lord, you don't have no problem. You don't have no problem. You know why? Because you know what you're going to what you're gonna live eternally. Only time you have a problem when you don't know. It's uncertain. Man, get to know what you're going to live eternal life. You're not going to keep having fun all day on this side. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us think we have a lot of fun. But some of us, I believe God said he gives you your reward now. You don't want your reward now. You want to wait till you see him and say, well done, my daughter, my faithful servant. Come on up. Come on. Now, I know you didn't do everything right, but come on up. Jesus did this here for you. Come on up. And
yes,
sir. Yes, sir. It's already there for you. All you got to do is walk into it. He ain't going to force himself on me.
Yes,
get out, bro. Thank you, man. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
God bless you.
Thank God bless you.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord for his blessing. Hallelujah. As we strive to perfection, I'm glad God is who he is. Where we fall short, we have one that we can go to, lean at, to depend upon, though, as we strive to perfection, knowing that he is perfect. Oh, hallelujah, because he has to be perfect because he makes us want to be perfect. He has to be perfect because he has to be holy because he makes us want to be holy. Hallelujah. He has no spot in him because he makes us want to be spotless. Well, we thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Thank you. I see you, Amartha. God bless you. He sends in the power to change, the power to change. God takes us as we are, but never leaves us that way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He takes us as we are, but he don't want us to stay as we are. Hallelujah. But it should be a desire in your heart once God touched you. Hallelujah. Once he has cleaned you up, it should be something dwelling in your heart that want to stay clean or to want to walk closer to him or want to lean on him more. Don't worry about yourself. He'll clean you up. He just do his will. Changing heart, she says, then anger almost always vanishes in the face of grace. She says, anger almost always vanishes in the face of grace. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. We know Noah found grace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the eyes of God, so will we find grace if we just be obedient. Hallelujah. To do the things that God put upon your heart to do that is right and for righteousness' sake. Hallelujah. Do it because it's right. It's the right thing to do. God bless you. Hallelujah. We love you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I see you, brother. Brother D, you open.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Make you just smile. Truly enjoyed myself hearing the word this morning.
Nah.
The perfect man. Perfect man. What a lesson.
Nah.
But I really enjoyed it. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise
I was up this morning driving. I sent my brother a song this morning, 4:00 this morning. I was having such a gorgeous time in the Lord. And then you come with the perfect man. I'm not going to email you. You know, I just want to ask you all to continue to keep me and my family in prayer. Continue to keep my brother-in-law in your prayer. And just keep on keeping on in the way the Lord would have
yes,
you
man.
To go, bro. That's all, bro. He can tell
yes,
you. Just keep on letting yes. the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you. Keep on.
Thank
keep
God.
Your hand in God's hand. Because he will come out a winner at the finishing line. I heard my brother say about the gift. That the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, brother, he got for you. That's all, brother, he got for you. The word has truly went forth in the name of Jesus.
Mm. Nah.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God today. Thank God today.
Thank God.
You know what? The more we try to, we just try to be obedient. If you just try Just try. You may fall. You may miss the mark a lot of times. But if you keep on trying, you know, look at that baby. If you've seen a small child, when he first started to walk, he do a lot of falling. But you learn how through your fall, you learn how to not to fall. You learn to get on a sturdy ground. You learn to be careful where you step. You learn how to brace yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn how to brace yourself. How do I brace myself? Continue to pray. Continue to, Lord, Lord, I'm not what I want to be, but I'm I know
that what
I'm
I used to be.
That I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. I used to didn't wake up with thank you, Lord, on my mind, or I love you, Lord, on my mind. But now I wake up with Lord, thank you. I wake up with
woke
Lord,
up this morning.
Be better. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Little with my mind. Stayed on you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
yes, God, thank you.
That will help you to try to be obedient. And when you disobey, quickly repent, ask God, I'm sorry, and then just keep going. If you keep moving in the right direction, that's life. That's life right there. But see, death wants dead in the spirit. We want you to be still and not do anything. But oh, hallelujah! If you keep moving, keep moving in the spirit. Keep moving, hallelujah! And when it's put upon your heart, pray and let God have His way. We just thank you. We thank all those. Thank all those that call. Thank all those that pray. Thank all those that was in attendance. Thank God for His Holy Spirit. Thank God for being in attendance. Oh, hallelujah. Just want to tell you all that we love you. Continue to pray for us. Yes, sir, as we pray for you. And as we all grow stronger in the Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to go strong in the Lord, that the Lord can help us, that the Lord can lift us, that the Lord can keep us, that the Lord can continue to be in fellowship with us. Oh, hallelujah. And we can say, what a time. What a time. Hallelujah. What a time. God bless you.
What a time. What a time.
Yes, sir. And we're going to pray. And we want us to concentrate on that lesson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So with our frailty, with our shortcomings, take them to Jesus. Because He has the answer.
He's a bigger God, Rev.
Yes, sir. He knows how.
He's bigger than any problem.
Yes, sir. He knows how to handle that. That we can't help.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Continue
to ask Him for His grace, for His mercy. You heard Brother DJ continue to pray for His brother-in-law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know God is able, and we know He takes care of us better than we take care of ourselves. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank God for His grace, for His mercy, and for His healing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we pray, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this moment, this hour that You've given us. You made it possible that we could come together, lifting holy hands unto You, Lord, but even some are lifting hands to praise You, Lord, and some are lifting hands to surrender, Lord. Some are lifting hands with open hearts and just asking You, Lord, have Your way. So, Father, we come, hallelujah, with bowed down heads and some, hallelujah, on bended knees and some in humbleness. We come in the way that we know how, Father God, unto Your throne, asking You to have mercy. And thank You, Father God. Bless us to strive to perfection as You would have us to be, Father God, as You would have us to be holy, because You are Holy, bless us, Father, as we strive to that. And some may fall along the wayside, but help us, Father God, to do something that we can pick one another up and we can encourage and strengthen one another, that we may walk a little better. We may talk a little better, Father God, that we may be more pleasing in our sight. Just, Lord, we want to tell you we love you. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you for, hallelujah, showing us, hallelujah, that we can make it, Father God. For you made, hallelujah, through Jesus, hallelujah. You allowed grace unto us, but it had to take faith. Oh, hallelujah. So thank you, Father God, for it. We ask you bless us that we increase our faith in you, Father God, that we only look to you for our help, only look for you to our guidance, only look to you for our decision-making, only look to you, only depend upon you who is our all and all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your conviction. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for hearts that want to please you. Thank you, Lord. These and other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, our Lord and Savior. We pray. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that played a part and made this broadcast what you would have it to be. We call it God's plan. We ask that you bless your plan, hallelujah, in our lives, to be revealed unto us, fulfilled in us, hallelujah, that the glory of God may shine all abroad. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Open this new night, gentle man, you ought to be able to say this. Oh, why? Oh, Lord.
Oh,
why? Other everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now, you ought to be able to say that. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus.
Oh,
Not any harm to call a man. This is what I want him to do for me. I just want the man to hear my heart.
I woke up early.